With us now, Minister of COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkins. Kia ora.
Good morning.
Are you any closer to discovering the source of this outbreak?
No, I haven't got anything new on the source investigation, but obviously we do know that it's an Omicron case. We know that there's a number of exposure events. So the cat's out of the bag to some extent, and we know that we're likely to see more cases and potentially significantly more cases associated with these ones.
Any further ones reported to you as yet?
I haven't had an overnight update as yet.
Okay, so how has the health system been bolstered over the past few weeks to deal with this?
Well, obviously we've had vaccine clinics running since early in the new year to get those booster dose numbers up. And we've seen people coming forward in good numbers, but not everybody that's eligible has been coming forward quickly. And so we're saying to people, as soon as you're eligible, as soon as you have that four-month marker, please come forward and get your booster dose. That's an important step that we can all take. We do also know that, you know, there are some unavoidable realities about this. And one of those unavoidable realities is that we will see Omicron spreading much more quickly than previous variants of the virus. We do know that a lot more people will get it. But many of those people, particularly those who have been boosted and have, you know, are fully vaccinated, are likely to be able to recover by staying at home. And that's going to be quite a change. Well, so we will be some that we're saying, just stay home, get better, don't worry about getting tested. Now, this is further down the track. At the moment, we still want people to get tested. But further down the track, we will be saying to some people, just stay home and get better.
On the boosters, though, what is the reason for the time being held at 4 months between second dose and booster dose?
Look, we keep that under constant review. And, you know, if the advice comes back saying to shorten the dose down, the gap between doses down, I should say, then, of course, we'll consider that very carefully. At the moment, we'll do that very carefully before Christmas. And our health official's best advice at that point was 4 months.
Okay, because you've got a large number of people who simply are ineligible for boosters at this stage and won't be for several weeks.
If you look at the, you know, shifting from 4 months to 3 months, the difference in terms of the number of people, say between now and sort of I think it is mid March, it's only a couple of 100,000 extra people that would become eligible. So, you know, we've already got the vast bulk of people being eligible by sort of late February, early March anyway.
Okay. Do you need a target for the boosters?
We haven't set a target, but I guess our main message is, it always is with vaccination, is once you're eligible, come forward and get your booster dose. It is going to be
But people aren't coming forward. Why do you think that is?
Look, I think a lot of Kiwis are still on holiday. And I think as we get through the long weekends, we're in one in Wellington now, and we've got one in Auckland next weekend. As we get through that, but life will start to revert to normal. Kids will be going back to school. I think that's when people will turn their minds back to more regular things. Having said that, we do know from our Delta experience that when an outbreak is happening or is imminent, that drives a lot more behaviour around vaccination. So, we sent the message out yesterday to our vaccination teams, be prepared for a big day today. Make sure you're open. Make sure you're open late, so that people can come in the evenings, and then, you know, get prepared to be on that footing for the next, you know, foreseeable future.
Do you anticipate shortening the gap between first and second doses for children?
No, not at this point. We've been very, very clear that we will be erring on the side of caution when it comes to those pediatric doses. Safety is absolutely, as it is with all of our vaccination, our number one factor there.
Why is advice on masks not ready?
The situation around masks is a little more complex. So if you look at N95 masks, for example, we know that N95 masks are more effective at stopping the spread of COVID-19. Having said that, an N95 mask needs to be the right fit, otherwise it can be potentially less effective. So it's not just a simple thing of saying, go and buy an N95 mask, because if you buy the wrong shape or the wrong size and it doesn't fit properly, then actually the extra protection that you could be getting from that is you won't necessarily get that. So,
but nonetheless, we've had COVID for what, 2+ years? We've known Omicron was coming for weeks and weeks. So why is it that mask advice isn't ready?
Well, the science again on the effectiveness of masks against new variants like Omicron is still relatively new. So, I mean, one of the things I think people need to remember when we're dealing with something like Omicron, there's still a lot that we don't know because science hasn't kept up. Science hasn't had time to keep up. So as new evidence emerges around things like mask use, we'll be looking to operationalise any changes that we need to as quickly as we can. But simply saying, oh, mask use is the solution, there's no silver bullet here. We are going to experience a large number of cases. That is simply a reality that people will need to be prepared for.
If N95 masks are the ones that are recommended, properly fitting, granted, but does New Zealand have a stockpile that is ready to be distributed free to households?
We've certainly got plenty for our health system and for some of those frontline worker roles where it's determined that N95 masks are the best. In terms of sale or availability to the general public, the advice that we've got at the moment, and we'll set out more of this tomorrow, is that the surgical masks are probably likely to be the best masks for the public's use. And we know that through the public networks, the supermarkets, or everything else, that we've got plenty of those available.
But will you make them available free, whatever the recommended mask is?
Not necessarily available free to absolutely everybody. Many people will be able to source those without support.
But targeted perhaps to certain populations?
That's right. There may be some certain populations where we look to provide extra support. We've already been doing that through food banks and through some of those social support networks, and we potentially will increase that further.
A quick mention on rapid antigen tests. What's the deal? Why don't we have more of them? Why is this not part of the picture?
There's an international supply issue around rapid antigen tests, and countries that have been relying on them are now finding that they're running out of them. So we're out in the market. We're trying to buy as many as we possibly can. And we have been for some time now, since before Christmas, we've been aiming to buy as many as we possibly can. We know that as this situation unfolds, we're going to want to use rapid antigen testing a lot more.
Chris Hipkins, COVID-19 Minister, thank you very much for your time on Morning Report.